The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how are you? And, of course, we have Sue at the helm. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm just peachy. Today, the painting, the actual painting of the house begins. We can talk about that in a minute. But, hey, the news, it's 7:05 in the morning here on the 15th of August. We're halfway through. It is 7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I bet you have the weather.
I do, and it's about 78 degrees in downtown Redding as we speak, and it's just going to get flat warm today. We're looking for a high of 108 to 110, a low of 74, and breezy. On Thursday, or on Friday, we're looking for a high of 103, a low of 72. Saturday, cooling down a bit to 99 and a low of 67. And on Sunday, a 93 and a high of 86. On Monday, we're going to hold that over for a while and still be in the 96. And then, darn it, on Tuesday, we're going back up to 101.
Ooh.
So we just got some excessive heat in the future and not going anyplace anytime soon.
You think you got excessive heat? We're in day 11 of no air conditioning.
Oh, bless your heart. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Whatever that is.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
I have to talk about it. First of all, today, you know, what's been going on in the last 2 weeks in our homestead here. Eagle Eye Painting has come in, but these three guys, they said they 170 years, you know, when you add up all their ages. And they have just done a great job, because this, you know, this is a 1940-something house, the redwood, you know, siding. The last guy that painted it, you know, years ago didn't quite do everything he should have done.
Yeah.
And these three guys came in, and I mean, you know, Linda says they're rock stars, and I have to admit, these guys know what they're doing. I mean, it's just been great. But today is the day they start painting after like 10 days of
the prep work is what
that's the hard part.
If you don't do that, that's right. But if they don't do that adequate prep work 2 years from now, you need to paint again.
Yeah. Well,
stuff's chipping off.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. And so today they're starting. So I just casually asked Linda, what color are we painting the house? She goes, well, I'm not sure. I have to see what it looks like. And I'm like, oh. I said, well, I recognize the house when I come home. Anyway, so that's the good part. So then my battle with American Home Shield kind of maybe came to a conclusion. I've been with them on August 5th, the air conditioning in the bedroom side of the house, all the bedrooms went out. Well, that's kind of serious.
Yeah.
And then so yesterday, I mean, I was on the phone with them. I mean, this has been, they sent somebody out. He looked at it. He said, oh, this is in bad shape. This is bad. I can't do it though, but it's too big a job. And so I've been going back and forth with them, and finally, you know, they kicked it up to the expedited side, and I said, lady, it's going to be 110 in our, you know, today. And she does something. She says, well, sir, it's only going to be 106, except that's not the way she spoke because they're in the Philippines. And I said, oh, 106? Just 106 today. And I went, I don't know where you're getting that from, but I live here. And our forecasters are saying that, you know, the 108, 110, depending on where you're living and all this. But even 106, don't you find that kind of, I mean, isn't that a lot? And she couldn't answer that one. Then, so, a guy came in yesterday, crawls underneath the house. It's your compressor. Well, we knew that. But he seems to think that they can get a compressor and get it in here. Okay. I've had another group of people whom we trust implicitly thinks that it's going to be much more than that. you know, than that one. Okay. So that was yesterday. So now they have to order it because it's an old, you know, there's only one place that still makes them. So American Home Shield, which has supported us in the past pretty well, but this is the first time in years that I've called them, and they've shifted their phone center.
Mm.
And they will not send you to the United States. And I thought they're supposed to. They won't. When I said, can I speak to somebody in the United States? I'm sorry, we can't do that until we've done everything here. Well,
you've done everything you're going to do for me. You need to bump out.
I said, I would like to talk to somebody in the United States. Well, this is the weird thing. One guy sent me right over. I talked to a lady in the United States who was not helpful. But at least she, you know, but, and then after that, they, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't do it from here. Well, how about your supervisor? And, you know, 8 minutes later, well, I don't have a supervisor that can talk to you. And I'm just like,
yeah,
you know, American Home Shield, you know, I've been with you for decades when you count all the houses.
Well, you know, when you're dealing with people on the telephone, and I live in a zone that's kind of a nowhere zone. We get terrible AM, FM service. We get terrible any kind of reception, phone, chart, you know, in net, anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of a no man's land in that little swath right by the river down in Anderson. Everybody that lives there knows what I'm talking about. But I just, after 5 years of pretty much weekly, biweekly, some kind of problems with my internet service and or a something to do with the Wi-Fi, something to do with it, constant, found out that they were still supplying me with a 16-megawatt system, and they've bumped everybody else up to 100 like 5 years ago.
Oh.
So after, I can't begin to tell you how many phone calls, how many hours. I mean, if I was getting paid by the hour for the tech support I've been doing over the 5-year period, I could retire and take a really nice trip. I mean, for real. At any rate, they finally, somebody stumbled across that in the midst of trying to figure out why I kept getting bounced all the time on one thing or another. And bottom line of what it was is every time something tried to update a program, it would bump somebody else off because there just wasn't enough space for everybody.
Well, you know what?
They said, they should have checked that the first time you called in. Really? It took a guy.
Who's your carrier? No, go on, say it.
Charter.
Spectrum. Okay, because I'm going at it with Spectrum right now. That's my next battle after the this is going. I constantly, you know, people say, wow, you were in combat, a lot of times and all that. And I go, you know what? That was easy. I did not realize that all the stuff that was going on at home, how, you know, what the real battle is. I mean, out there, it's just, you know, it's pagans trying to kill you. Here, they eat you 1 inch at a time.
This has been, I mean, it's like, I just dread any time I have to do anything new or change anything. It's like, because I know it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be plug in, start up, go. Everything is going to plug, unplug. And I lose the whole system. Every time it goes down, then I got to go all over the house plugging in cameras and phone extensions and this and that because I get this terrible service. I mean, it's like an hour and a half a week that I'm devoting always to just plugging in and getting, the camera doesn't work well, plug it in again, unplug it.
I've turned the TV off probably twice last night trying to get it to reset.
That,
and, you know, because it's a smart TV.
And Netflix. And so, put the 24-letter password in one more time. Really?
And it's not because it's not Netflix, it's not Prime,
it's
the internet.
So
this is on my list today. I'm going to go buy a new router, update the router.
That was where I started 3 weeks ago.
And then I'm going to put a bouncer in there.
Check and see what megawatts you are on.
Well, that's the other thing, too. You know, they guarantee you this. Oh, you're supposed to be on this. That's what you're paying for. But, it's this coming down and this going out and all this. They double talk you on that. But, no, I'm going to put
they blame somebody else.
I'm putting a repeater in there. Oh, that's all my fault. I mean, it's according to them. So I'm putting a repeater in so I can make sure and so that repeater will give me the extra strength to get to both TVs at one time. And even then, it's like, you know, I can get Netflix, but I can't get Prime. Or I can get Prime and the show's on, but there's no sound. I mean, it's just...
And the constant...
Spectrum, you have to kick it up, buddy.
The one constant, like they kept, I mean, they kept saying, oh, no, no, it's your motive. It's Eris. It's this. Oh, no, we're showing everything. Blah, blah, blah. And back and forth and back and forth. And here it was all the time, 16 megawatts of service instead of 100. And then, of course, immediately they hit me with, well, for 100 megawatts, your price will go up. And I said, don't even think about it.
Because they were...
You haven't been servicing me for 5 years. You haven't been, I mean, you haven't been, well, giving me good service for the last 5 years. And I said, no, I'm not paying you any more money. That's not happening.
Because you were supposed to have done it.
That's right. You should be giving me a refund for the 5 years you've made me go through this.
But you know what? The one thing you can count on is at the end of the day, house painting is finished, when the air conditioning is back on, even with all the stuff going on, I fall into my sleep number bed, and I go right to sleep. It's because we have the portable floor air conditioner that Alliance gave us, and we're working really hard. We're trying to get Alliance in here, but Alliance is saying, you know, American Home Shield is really, really difficult to work with.
That's what I heard. Anyway. I'm in the process of getting one of those. It's not going to be American Home Shield.
Well, I tell you what, it'd be hard for me to recommend it right now. But in the past, they have been stand-up people, and they've come out and fixed things, and come back. And when they didn't fix them right, they came back and fixed them again. Didn't charge me, you know. I mean,
But at the end of the day,
after this one, I would talk to people and say, I would have to have a serious conversation with myself to come back and do it, because every month they take out $90. From my account, maybe more, maybe 95, out of my account every month on the first. And I pay it because of just times like this where it's going to be a, you know, thousands of dollars job. But sleep number, though, once you're on your sleep number bed, you don't have any more problems. I set the firmness on my side of the bed at 60, my sleep number setting 60, and Linda's sleep number setting is 45. And she's been having so many things going on because she's the one that's trying to make all this run, then, you know, doing the show yesterday and doing having all the rest of the stuff going on. And she just slept like a log last night. So when I did the 3 o'clock out the door with the dog. And then the dog, who's always slept in the room.
What is his sleep number?
The dog sleep number goes back and forth. But the dog doesn't sleep on the bed, never has. And when I came back into the bedroom, because the air conditioning is on in the other end of the house, the dog, for the first time,
went in the other end of the house.
Dropped into the bathroom where the air conditioning is coming through, and that tile floor is just cool. She abandoned us last night for the first time. So I want you to hear that, Alliance Heating and Air. Not only are we sleeping warmer than we should, our dog has abandoned us because you can't get it fixed. Anyway, but sleep number.
Not Alliance Heating and Air.
Oh, no, no, it's not
that's
Alliance.
What you said.
Oh, no, I meant American Home Shield. Oh, no, Alliance. Alliance is, they are the ones, and we're the only reasons we can stay in there, because they gave us a portable air conditioner, loaned it to us, so don't worry about it.
No matter
what happens, Carl, with whoever gets this thing, you know, you're here to help. And that's just the way Alliance Heating and Air is, but sleep number is having a huge sale now.
Are we going to record this ad? Because it's been a long
time. It's been a long time. And yeah, they're going to want to listen to today's ad, but they're going to listen to all of it because...
it's been in pieces. My sleep number is 55 again. I'm back now. The back is good, and we're back to 55.
Okay, but after I get up at 3 o'clock, I go back in, and it's warmer in the room. And I hit that bed, I am out. This has been the best bed I've ever slept in. The best bed that Linda's ever slept in. It's ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. And right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year. And for a limited time, you could save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. And that's the one that adjusts to you as you move during the night. And that is just fantastic. So head on down to the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Go in and say, Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. And go on and lay on a bed and see what it's really like. I mean, this is a fantastic bed. I couldn't say this if it wasn't true.
Once you've slept on a sleep number bed, you absolutely can never go back to another kind of bed.
Okay, we have really gone past everything here. So it's 7:20 in the morning. It's 78 degrees already, going up to 104. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Join the conversation online in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air with Chris Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday. It is 78 degrees out there, getting ready to go up to over 104 today.
Over 108
today. I'm sorry.
I mean,
but if you call the help center for American Home Shield, they're going to tell you, oh no, it's only 104 today, and it's really 108. I mean, it's like, well, what's 4 degrees? I mean, I don't want to talk to you, lady. Anyway, hey, here's some good news: is the fact that Chief Roger Moore gave had a workshop yesterday, put on by the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and he talked about crime. Here's the good news: crime's down, calls for service is down. Violent crime is down 5%. Homicides are down. Property crimes are down 11%. Calls for service are down 5% from 99,743 in 17 to 94,000, but it's still down 5%. They've added three police officers, one community service officer. The one crime has gone up, and it's gone up 36%, is rape. I wonder, they don't break it down, but I wonder how many people that are in the, that are homeless, you know, that are out there, that they're being preyed on, you know, homeless women being preyed on by other thugs and gangs out there. And I mean, I don't know what that, I would love to hear, I'd love to hear that statistic, because that's one of the things that people don't realize. When a woman's out there, she can become prey real easy, because there is no protection.
Well, it's true, but I wonder how much of that is actually reported as well.
No, that's true.
A lot of it probably goes on it's a problem that definitely needs to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
That whole homeless scene.
Yeah, because
we're not going at it in the right way.
I think there are other ways to go at this, and you know, one of these days we need to sit down with a homeless advocate and some other, you know, people are trying things. At least things are starting to move forward. But the idea of a big homeless camp is not the answer. And I think that having 500 additional jail cells will help. Not because you want to lock them up and put them off the street that way. But I think it's going to help people with the drug problem, which is the reason for most of the problems they're having, is self-medication for mental problems. Or it's just drugs.
Well, and the base problem for it all is a lack of responsibility, bad decisions, and putting themselves in those positions.
In those positions, that's true. Now, the one thing that we want to talk about is that neighborhood police unit has really done a lot of good, as has the quality of life sweeps. When they're going through those camps and clearing it up that way, that's really helped. The other thing, and this is your force multiplier, the internet and social media, because they'll put people's pictures on there and they get phone calls. People are diming them out in a heartbeat to find them. You know, these people that were killed the guy over at Russell Hunt's house.
Mm-hmm.
They found them through, I mean, they had witness after witness that were helping them on this case. And I mean, to find out who the guy was, they had videotapes that a person in the neighborhood had a camera in the neighborhood and volunteered this up to the police. Mm-hmm. so they could have video of the car, which helped them identify, you know, the people down the line.
One of the things we need to get out to the people that are trying to help these homeless people and the people that are handing out all the free stuff. If you know that that someone is homeless, you need to be sure you're giving them stuff that they can use. What we're discovering, we got a bit of a little homeless camp going mm-hmm. down in an area close to the senior center down in Anderson. And when we were trying to clean up the area that ended up on the corner of our property there, we found things in this homeless person's camp. Bunch of canned goods, 5 pounds of potatoes, things that these places are handing out food and they're handing out things. A homeless person is not going to use that kind of stuff. Well, they discard it. They throw it aside. What are they going to do with 5 pounds of potatoes?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they invite their friends over. I'm not sure.
Well, but raw potatoes? I mean, give them things they're going to take advantage
of. The problem is that they're cooking them. And then
they start fires. But we need to, they're supposed to only hand out those kinds of foods and things to people that have an address. And then there's a different package of stuff that you give to people who don't have an address. They need to be more careful about that. Yeah.
Okay, last thing before we take a break. In Philadelphia, you probably saw there was a big shootout in Philadelphia and a standoff for hours.
With
six Philadelphia policemen wounded. None, thank God, seriously. And the whole thing ends without one death. They get the guy that was in there, went in on a drug bust, and he was down on a lower floor with a rifle blasting away at the people that were trapped up there, and then the other police, six were injured by a gunfire, all released from the hospital. But the crowd around the police are taunting them, jeering them, and then the guy comes out, and I just have to say this guy is probably going to be a hero in jail. I held the police off for hours, you know, he wounded some of them. I mean, he may end up in jail the rest of his life, probably. But I will bet you that he's a felon. And I will bet you that there are people are going to say, well, the mayor's already said it. Look at the weaponry he had. Well, how did he get it? He's a felon. He should not have that weaponry. Like
enforce
the guy that
the laws you already have.
Like the highway patrolman, God bless him, Andre Moya, that was killed by this guy, who was a felon, had spent time in jail for attempted murder, was a member, just came out, because everybody's saying, well, he's having drug problems, trying to get his life back. No, he was a member of the Mongols, the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
I mean, like an active member. You know, people don't mention that, but how did he get this gun?
That they've got to enforce the laws they've already got. They don't need any more laws, and they darn straight don't need any red flag warnings.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. That's right, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're also working really hard to be able to be the place you can go to if you're a veteran when you get the new program they have out there that took the place of Veterans Choice that will enable you to go to your neighborhood doctors and to the hospitals to be treated. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 108 today. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Summer doesn't have to end in August. Now is the perfect time to get away and make lasting memories. Play Endless Summer Swipe to Win at Wind River. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Keystone travel trailer. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances. Weekly drawings Fridays at 8 p.m. 15 winners. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing on Friday, August 30th. Grand prize winner, a travel trailer from Camping World of Reading. It's about the journey, not the destination. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment Call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I can't cool down. Time is spinning.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, the Sportsman Show, brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, located right downtown on Hartnell Avenue. It's like a little cruise ship with its own activities director, gourmet chef. You can have it all there, including your pet. Yeah, they are pet friendly there. Great food, tired of doing everything for yourself. And you don't have to worry about the air conditioning. You don't have to worry about painting. You don't have to worry about any of those things. River Commons Senior Living. I priced a two-bedroom place there. Not bad. Give them a call at 238-5981 and talk to Brian. And okay, hey, Trish and I are here with Lauren Bliss, who is used to be the commander of VFW Post 1934 and fleeted up, so you're now the district commander of the VFW Post, of VFW period for what, the Northern California area?
For Northern California District 8, yes.
Tell people what the VFW is, Lauren.
The VFW is an organization that started from two sub-organizations about 1899. Those two organizations got together in about 1924, and in 1936, the Congress chartered the VFW. Chartering basically recognizes them as a national asset, a national entity.
Okay. And to be a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, well, it kind of says it. You have to be a veteran of a foreign war, but there's more to it than that.
It is. Yes, you must have been in an overseas environment where you were in a combat situation.
Does that include floating through if it's in combat waters?
It does. They have now just enacted some new legislation on that.
Okay. So how many VFW posts are there?
There are about 1,600, if I remember correctly. There's 1.2 million VFW members.
It probably could be three times that many.
Oh, easily.
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 The VFW is having the same, I think, concern that many of the service organizations are, that the population of the post and a lot of, you know, almost any place that you can think of is getting older. And are we having problems, or are there problems, I should say, are there problems recruiting the younger people?
There are. Unfortunately, we are not allowed by law to get the names of veterans coming into the county and into the city, which is understandable. But it's somewhat difficult in many cases to get the new, younger people to even realize that the VFW is there.
And a VFW post, like 1934, right here downtown on Oregon Street, is a great place. And you if you're a veteran, you can use the post too. Is that correct?
If you're a veteran, if you're a guest of a veteran, if you're involved with the auxiliary, our VFW auxiliary, all you have to do is have somebody that in your families that have been in the service at some time in history.
Not they don't have to be a member qualified for the VFW.
No, not at all.
Okay, just in the military.
Right, and of course one of the misconceptions that some people have. Is that people get in there and sit around and tell war stories. I've been involved with them for about 7 years, and I've never heard a good war story yet.
There are no good war stories.
There is camaraderie and socialization, but the VFW does so much good work within the communities where they're located.
They do. One of the benefits we have is the ability to first discern if there is a true need, then to enact our resources and go after that. We have service officers that are trained just for the purpose of interfacing with the people. But we do not only local service. We help. We're involved in scholarships. We're involved in we have the largest lobbying group in the country to lobby for veterans right. aid and benefits in D.C.
Yeah. Well, you know, and this is the thing people don't realize, too, is that also the VFW will get in there if a person has signed up for, has come into the VA itself in the clinics and needs help, that the VFW is one of the organizations that will be their sponsor. And help get their claims through the government too.
That is correct. They're a great help.
The VFW post here in 1934 is there's a Pages Copy Center is having a taking the whole month of August and is raising money for the VFW post right here 1934 and they want to raise $10,000. They're going to have a big party. That on August 30th, down at the at Pages down there on Pine and Placer Street, and like I said, they've been collecting money all month for the VFW post here. So yeah. Because for the scholarships that you all give out and all the other things that you do,
that is true. On the 30th, there will be food and drink and a major event. Many of the items donated by many of our local businesses. One of the things about the VFW. As opposed to some other organizations, 97 cents out of every dollar we collect goes directly to the charities. We only keep approximately 3% for operating costs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now if you have not been down to the VFW post in 1934, and then there's another one out in Anderson that is also a very viable post. It's you walk in, it's, of course, you're going to see flags, but there's a couple pool tables in there. There's food. Monthly there's steak dinners going on down there. It's, and the, you know, the prices there are very, very fair at the VFW when you're in there.
They do offer adult beverages
They offer adult beverages, but they also have a place in there for kids.
Yes, they do.
Bring the kids in there, and, you know, games and all these different events. A, cigar area out in the back.
That's correct.
That's offered. So it's a great hang if you go in there. So and if you want to have an event there, you can do that as you know that a larger say something a birthday party and or whatever you want there and that's available too.
It is, and we certainly appreciate every event that comes in there because, again, it helps us and allows us to have more money to go out to charitable organizations.
Yeah, 97%. Of money collected goes into, I mean, it stays here, but it also goes out into these charities. Now, what are some of the others besides scholarships that you all do?
We have a children's home, a large children's home in Michigan. We help the first responders. We do everything from veterans groups that a veteran has problems paying a rent, paying a cell phone. When we had the car fires, we helped directly with the people in the fires. But we also helped people get into apartments and found them places to live, found them transportation during that period of trouble in their lives.
And they also do recognition of, like, first responders, firemen of the year, police officers of the year, all of those things to promote and recognize the first responders in their community.
Exactly, exactly.
So on August 30th, here's going to be a kind of a parking lot party, maybe a little bit larger than that, down at Pages. Again, it's on Placer and Pine Street, and they're going to have two guys in a grill. They're going to have they're bringing the escape room there. Also, the Fall River Brewing, of course, will be there because if you have the BFW, you got to have a beer. Now and then, and it's a thank you to veterans put on by Kevin and Pages, and we invite people to come to this and participate. And the money that's being raised for VFW Post 1934, where's that going to go?
I really cannot tell.
Oh, that's right. You know, Lauren used to be the commander there,
right.
And
right.
Is now since you fleeted up, you're not in that circle there. But I can tell you that the money's going to be used for a variety of things, scholarships.
Exactly.
The VFW Post is now. I think they're going to be there for at least another year. But there's got to be ideas because they've sold that area.
They need to be looking for a new location.
Yeah, they're looking for a new location. Mm-hmm. So that's actively going on, too. But the money goes to stays in our community and goes to help people.
It does. That's exactly
homeless veterans with problems, things like that.
Correct.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Did we get everything?
I think we did.
All right.
All right.
And again,
great having you on the show, and look forward to seeing what you're doing with the district. You're going to be a great commander, I'm sure.
Great. And thank you so very much.
And a big shout out to Frank Rose, as usual, for being my elf that brings in all these great people.
Oh, one of my favorite people. Always love to have Frank around.
Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, over 47 years in the business. If you haven't ever talked to Clyde or met Clyde, you are missing out. Specializing in home electronics and occasionally classic car parts. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. And you bought a TV from Clyde.
You buy the
Clyde.
TV and the next day they install it.
We got one from Clyde also, and we had the same service, and it's you can't ask for more. He put in the surround sound in our house during the rehab of the house 12 years ago, and never had a problem with that either. It's great. Clyde's Enterprises, give him a call, 221-2144, or go on down to 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back after these messages with thoughts on the red flag laws.
Freedom don't come free. Take a stand when liberty's in jeopardy. I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines. Sleep in peace tonight. American soldier. I'm an American soldier.
ENT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture. For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service DISH Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's. Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test.
When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
That's a king of my heart, even my
well, welcome back from Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'd like to say this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, you're looking for a place, and after going through this, I'm just, you know, I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. And the way they help people out there, they are four square right there to help people. And, you know, a veteran-owned business that gives the best service, voted best in the North State. You can't find a better place than Alliance Heating and Air. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. Martin and Pam, I tell you what, are quality people that make sure that the people working for them give great service. They're there on time. You can't ask for more than from Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, and she's all fired up, and you've got 9 minutes to talk about red flag laws.
Well, you know, I just am so concerned because now we're talking again after these, and no one questions the fact that we have a lot of gun violence going on in the United States. But the answer is not more gun laws. The answer is to enforce the gun laws that are on the books. The answer is to start back at the basics of our culture and start holding people responsible for their actions and quit trying to blame everything on an inanimate object. What scares me is they jump in immediately and start, well, red flag laws. We need to be able to target those people that are a menace and take their guns away from them. That is a road to Haiti. You cannot do that because once you open that gate, and anybody can go in and say, well, they brandished a gun at me. They threatened me. And they go through the process. They march in. They take away your guns. And now you prove you didn't do that. And well, once it's on your record, you're done.
Well, you know, and the thing, too, is I don't even think you have to brandish it. You just have to have somebody come in there and say, I'm frightened about the things he said or the way he's acting. And I know he has guns because I know he's got a concealed carry license. And I'm just frightened by it.
And if you have any kind of credibility.
He's lost his temper. I felt threatened because I know he has these guns and I have to interact with him. This could be an employee or it could be a neighbor. It could be anybody. And under these new laws, it used to just be the police and an immediate family member. And I understand what they're saying is that, you know, if the mother who called about this guy down in El Paso, but she said, I think he's not mature enough to have this, but she never gave her name or anything. But if a mother says, I'm concerned that my son's got guns because I know he's unstable, then that is, you know, that is a red flag. Now, on the other hand, look down in Parkland, Florida. Everybody knew this guy was unstable, yet the sheriff's department didn't do anything about it. They could have gone and they even visited this guy, but they didn't do anything about it. And in the incident down in Los Angeles, they went to visit the guy and they walked off saying, well, I think he's okay. Well, he then goes out and he shoots and stabs a number of people. So, but when you take it to the point where acquaintances, in many cases, can put your name in there, and then they have a secret hearing, and then they just come to your house. You don't get a chance to say, wait a minute.
But you're right. All of those instances you just said, there is someone who dropped the ball, who did
yes.
not use the power and the ability that they had that could have stopped those things. I just want to read one
sure.
short thing that was posted on Facebook yesterday, and it had pictures. And it's right to the point. When we were in high school, we had gun racks and trucks, and they had guns in them, and they were loaded. We even had fist fights, and never once did anyone get angry and go to the gun and shoot somebody with it. We don't have a gun problem, people. We have a people problem. a sin problem, a lack of heart and soul problem, a lack of respect for human life problem, or even a mental health problem, but we do not have a gun problem. I think it's easier for some people to blame an inanimate object instead of taking responsibility.
Oh, it is.
It's about responsibility.
To blame, you know, and the people that are screaming for these gun laws in Hollywood. And I'm not saying that Hollywood, you know, watching violent movies or playing violent video games causes people to get violent. However, because there's tens of millions of people that play these games and tens of millions of people that watch these movies. However, we've gotten crazy in this country because we have 300 cases of measles. And then now, you know, it's, oh, gosh, we've got to vaccinate everybody. And if you don't vaccinate them, you can't go to school. In fact, we can actually take your kid if you don't vaccinate them. And there's some of the laws that are proposed that are out there. So the thing about it is, on something like that, I don't believe that, you know, that if my child watches, first of all, my child would never watch or play those games, you know, day in, day out, or even play them. But the fact is, it could affect some people. It could affect some people, just like vaccines affect some people. So this thing about the violence in the movies and in the video games, I'm not too concerned. I'm concerned about what the parents are doing about the kids. Are they grounding them in responsibility, the sanctity of human life, doing the right thing, and all these? So then you have the shootout in Boston, in Philadelphia, we just talked about, and the killing of the California Highway Patrolman,
and the people jeering and taunting and saying and egging the gunman on.
Yeah.
Those people need to be held responsible.
Or how about just things like policemen being hit with water balloons and buckets of water while they're walking the beat they're trying to help.
Those people should end up in jail.
Yeah,
they should be arrested.
But they're not. They're not arresting them.
But that's the problem. We continue to try. We as society, we do this with everyone. We had an issue down in Anderson the other night about a new fire hazard ordinance. And the way our laws are written always, we don't try to hold the people that are the bad actors accountable. Our law structure is set up that in order to address a problem, we have to treat everyone equally. So we have to send out the threatening letter to every property owner in order to get at the property owners who are causing the problem.
Well, they have to.
Because you can't do selective enforcement.
You can't be selective enforcement.
Well, okay,
no.
So but we do that with everything. Instead of trying to solve any of the problems, we just keep trying to pass more laws to address it.
Well,
we have to back up. Stop and look at the gun laws that we have and enforce what's already on the books. And as a voice, a 100% voice, Carl, we have to say no more gun laws. No compromise. No more gun laws.
What do you think about a background check?
We have background checks.
It's not everywhere, though. I think it's most everywhere.
I think it is most everywhere, and I think it's
but here's the problem,
laws you have.
But here's the thing about background checks. Of all the background checks, and they tout the fact that there's been, 70,000 people that couldn't buy guns because they didn't pass the background checks. Okay, let's just say 70,000 people are felons. What are they doing? They've arrested 12 out of that whole group.
There you go.
12.
They don't use the laws they have.
And then the Democrats refuse to pass a law for background checks or notifying ICE, if somebody's here illegally, tries to buy a gun, they blocked that one. So it's okay to go after me, who I was born here in the United States, and trying to buy a gun.
But not an illegal immigrant.
But if an illegal immigrant buys, tries to buy a gun, they make a law that says they can't be touched. I don't understand why that is, but then again, there's a lot of things about politics that, The more I read about it, the more I study it, the less I understand why they do things.
The problem with trying to compromise or go a little ways with the Democrats and the no gun lobby is you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. You just simply, we have to draw a line in the sand and we have to say no more gun laws.
And let me
enforce
just,
what you have, figure out what's working, change what isn't, no more new gun laws.
And the last stop before we have to take a break, we have Bethel Church, by the way, Charlie Harper and Aaron Tesoro joining us right after the break, is that I don't like the term line in the sand, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Line in the sand means the wind blows, that line goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the problem. That's our politicians. They're lines in the sand.
And
those change. It should be a line in concrete. You draw the line in concrete, and it doesn't move.
I got you. No red flag warnings and no new laws.
We're going to take a quick break, and like I said, we're going to be right back with Bethel Church.
Red flag warning should refer to fires.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is chiming in on that standoff in Philadelphia, left a half dozen police officers wounded.
Writing on Twitter, the president says the shooter who wounded six police officers should get a long sentence. And he says authorities need to get much tougher on street crime. The president says the gunman had a very dangerous criminal record and should never have been allowed to be on the streets.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Philadelphia siege began as officers tried to serve a drug warrant. After almost 8 hours, the suspect finally gave up. All of this happened in Brianna Prey's neighborhood, and she tells WPBI-TV the officers in her thoughts and prayers.
I'm praying for their families and just praying for, you know, for a better, safer, you know, safer city.
All six of the officers who were injured now out of the hospital. There's a flurry of economic reports out this morning. Americans remain in a spending mood. Retail sales rising a robust 0.7% last month. U.S. industrial production declined 0.2, with factory assembly lines moving just a bit slower in July.
The Federal Reserve says manufacturing production declined 0.4% last month. Output decreased for autos, fabricated metals, wood products, textiles, and plastics and rubber products. Production at the nation's utilities increased 3.1%. Meanwhile, production at mines, a sector that also covers oil and gas drilling, fell 1.8%. as Hurricane Barry temporarily halted oil extraction in the Gulf of Mexico.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. As factory output fell, worker productivity rose up 2.3% in the second quarter of the year. On Wall Street right now, stocks narrowly mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 19 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is down 3. The S&P, 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick Brothers return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit OvercomerMovie.com.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
China's ambassador to Britain says Beijing will intervene in Hong Kong if events deteriorate further.
The ambassador said the former British colony faced its gravest situation since it was handed back in 1997. He made it clear that China had enough power to restore order quickly and would be willing to do so if there was what he called uncontrollable unrest. Mr. Liu said that point had not yet been reached, but his words were a clear warning to the protesters in Hong Kong. The demonstrations began in June, with activists now calling for broad political change. The ambassador's comments suggest China's patience with the protesters is coming to an end.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Israel is slamming the door on two of its most vocal critics in the U.S. Congress. The Israeli government barring Democrats Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from visiting the country. That visit had been planned for next week. News and analysis at townhall.com. A memorial in El Paso last night with leaders from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border saying that love will triumph over hate.
The ceremony at Southwest University Park officially commemorated those killed in the largely Latino city by a gunman who police believe targeted Mexicans at a Walmart store in the Texas border city. Nine circles and 22 stars formed by luminarias, traditional lanterns made from paper bags, sand, and LED lights, adorn the field in honor of the nine people killed in Dayton, Ohio's mass shooting and the 22 El Paso victims. El Paso is just across the border from the Mexican city of Juarez, and some of those shot at Walmart were Mexicans who had crossed to El Paso to shop. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
President Trump preparing to hit the road later today. Mr. Trump will be taking his re-election campaign to New Hampshire this evening. The president to hold a rally in Manchester. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 15th of August, 2019, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community is Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark.
Because it's Thursday.
And she's my Thursday girl.
And it's 81 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 108 to 110. Low this evening of 74, and on Friday we're looking for a high of 103, low of 72. Saturday cooling down a little, 99, a low of 67. On Sunday, right down balmy at 93 and a low of 66. And then on Monday, we're going to go back up a little bit to 96, and darn it, on Tuesday, back up into the 101 and a little more heat for next week. But
to look forward to.
A little reprieve over the weekend, though, where we can actually breathe. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We have two tickets, our last two tickets to give away to Little Women. But you've got to use them tonight because they're sold out tomorrow night, and that's their last night.
At the Riverfront Playhouse.
And if you want those tickets, give us a call, 605-4567. But you got to pick them up today for tonight before 3 o'clock. Okay. Hey, we are here with Charlie Harper and Aaron Tesoro from Bethel Church. Charlie is the senior business advisor, and Aaron is a communications director. I should say senior business administrator. I don't know. Is that different than director?
I think I'm just one of the senior leaders.
Okay, at Bethel Church. Good morning. Thanks for being with us here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Charlie, for people, you know, we just assume, and Trish and I were talking about it, because we just assume everybody knows Bethel Church. But a lot of people don't know. They just kind of see it in the sidelines or what. So they don't realize who and what Bethel Church is. So can you just give us a quick synopsis here?
Sure. Well, Trish, it's great to be back again. It's been a while.
It's been a while, but we've had you on, I think, the very first time is when we first lit up the station and we were in the, you know, in the talking about the Civic Auditorium.
We were,
And you've had that now for how long?
Well, it was 2011 that we officially started in January 2012.
Eight years. Yeah. That's been a while.
Let me tell you about Bethel Church. Yeah. So Bethel Church has actually been around Reading since the early 50s, you know, and the current pastor, Bill Johnson, I worked with him in Weaverville for 17 years. Chris Valentin, Bill, and I have been together over 40 years at some level. At first, it was I was in business and on the church board and the helper. But Bethel Church in Reading is more than a local church. You know, of course, it's a local church, and that's important to us. But we have a ministry school that has a couple thousand, you know, students, interns, and we bring people from all over the world. Probably between 40% and 50% are international. So you run into people in Reading that have an accent, and I think they commonly are asked, "You must be from Bethel," you know. But
the first question usually from me is, "You going to Bethel?" and I am right most of the time, but I'm surprised every so often.
And
then they look at me, they go, "What's Bethel?" And I went, here we are.
I love those students. Every year, I remember over the years, every year about this time, to be coming to town, and just the fresh influx of students was always exciting. So we have that going on. We have an international influence with Pastor Bill, and a number of our pastors are travel. When we say travel, they're invited guest speakers at conferences, churches all over the world, actually. And a lot of those folks look to Bethel for some form of leadership, not necessarily as a denomination, but just they like what they see happening and they want to replicate it in some way. So that has created a huge following. Bethel TV, has several hundred subscribers, not paid subscribers, but people that give their information and want to, hear what's going on. So we have multiple levels of influence, and we, keep adding new ideas. We have these creative people with ideas. We have Bethel Tech is a coding school, with a an emphasis of our Christian, some of our kind of a reduced scale of what our school ministry is, but as well preparing people to go into the computer sector, with Christian values. So we have a lot of things going on, and it continues to grow.
I thought coding was coding, but it's, I guess.
Coding is computer,
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're training people to do that, in our Bethel Tech. And so,
well, I tell you what, I took a coding class, and I actually built a website by code. And I realized after that because they also taught us that, you don't have to build everything by code. You can then borrow WordPress and all these, and then you make little specific changes. But after building a web page just by using code, it was kind of like, I hope there's an easier way to do this. And then I had a much more admiration for people when it came to coding and things like this, too, because it's not impossible.
Just a note that the tickets have been given away for Little Women. So, Marna, you can pick those up in the studio. And remember that you must use them tonight.
That's right.
Thank
pick
you
them
all
up,
for calling.
Pick them up before 3 o'clock today. Okay. You also have, though, you've got music. You have...
Bethel Music has done amazing over the years. They're winners of quite a few Dove Awards, which is the industry for, Christian music, the industry standard for recognition and awards. And they tour, and also you hear the music that's written by our Bethel Music folks all over the world in churches. Their emphasis from the beginning was not to be the popular radio station music, but to be the music that's sung in churches. And the words of the music, carry our heart for.
And yet, but you can go on and download from iTunes or listen. It's wonderful travel music as well. You don't have to be in a church to enjoy the music.
Good. Yes, it is. It's
marvelous.
And in fact, you all had some of the largest iTunes downloads, largest number of iTunes downloads on several occasions. In fact, I remember years ago that when I was talking to somebody over there, said that somebody from Billboard magazine called, "Who are you people?"
Yes.
Because of the number of downloads for an album that had five songs on it.
They have the top
10
list,
yeah.
And it's mostly just secular music and the big names. And then all of a sudden, I think it was Jesus Culture at the time.
Jesus Culture.
The first one,
yeah.
Which was part of Bethel Church at the time. And when that popped in there, it's like, who's Jesus Culture?
Yeah, who are these guys?
And girls? The music's incredible. I drive a lot. I travel in my motorhome across the United States and all over the place, and it's great. It's great music. It's very soothing. Wonderful words.
Okay,
wonderful
so
music.
We have TV, we have radio, we have coding. We have. Do you have? Okay, is there a business? Is there a business arm? There is a business arm, of
sure.
course, to Bethel.
Evan in business is Andy Mason. Leads that up, and he came out of the business world in Australia,
New Zealand.
Yep. New Zealand. I mix that up. But we have business leaders from all over the world that want to incorporate their Christianity with their secular work, and they have conferences throughout the year, and it's a great gathering for those folks. We're in many ways a gathering center for Christians in. With a particular interest and things like that.
How many members do you have worldwide, would you say?
Well, we don't have memberships worldwide, but we...
people that follow Bethel.
How would we measure that, Aaron?
Yeah, I can speak to some of that.
And this is Aaron Tesoro, their communications director.
Part of my job is communications.
Getting closer.
And looking at the communications of the church, who's listening, who's watching online. And we have our local congregation of about a little over 11,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But online, it's kind of hard to tell, but we have over 450,000 Bethel TV subscriptions and viewers. And then we also have social media following. So that's over 500,000 followers on social media. And that's where you just kind of, you don't know who's out there, who's listening, who's watching. Mm-hmm. But podcast is actually the big thing that started drawing international attention as well, because every weekend service, every Sunday morning, we post that online for free, and those are downloaded 20 million times a year. And
wow.
So the podcast goes all over the world. And that's, you know, I moved here about 15 years ago, and the church was really growing at that time. And I think the podcast and the traveling speakers, that was a big part of that, where people can be driving and download a podcast, listen to a sermon, be encouraged, and then next Sunday, there's another one there posted.
20 million, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close to ours. So just keep trying, though.
We're going to catch up with you, Carl.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty sure this one's going to go big. Somehow we got to link it to my website here, so all of a sudden I get 20 million hits, and then I can talk about that. Hey, you know what? I have
20 million hits.
How many people do you reach? About 20 million yesterday. So
now it's 20 million downloads. So not 20 million people.
Okay, right. Oh, I understand that. We got to take a quick break here. I'm here with Charlie Harper, who's a senior business administrator over at Bethel, and Aaron Tesoro, who's a communications director. Come back. I want to talk about things like. I want to talk about this Collier project, your new campus over there, because it's going to be huge. And the battles are on right now, as you know, for Costco, and they're gearing up for the Wind River. So I don't know if that's going to be the main, you know, people are really gearing up for that one. So yours is over here. So okay, we're on the other side of town, guys. But I do want to hear about this. I want to hear about the size, the impact on that area and everything. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. You know, if you're a first responder or you're a senior, BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley wants to help. He wants to give you special deals that are going to give you free movie rentals, free upgrade to Hopper 2, and give you just outstanding service, savings, and so many savings for a variety of different people, not just our seniors and our veterans and first responders. But you need to give them a call at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474, BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local people at 241-3474. And talk to Doug Tooley or any of his people there and find out why DISH can do such a great job for you. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It is 82 degrees, going up to 108 today. I didn't know what to say after that. We'll be right back.
Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNO, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air.
And that beautiful Bethel music bringing us back.
Yeah, 8:21 in the morning here. It's 81 degrees. It's going to go up to 108 today. Unless, of course, you call the people from American Home Shield, which will tell you it's only going to 104 today, so why are you complaining? Oh, no, I'm not going to stop.
Again.
I
Don't
am not
start,
stopping
Carl.
On this one. Hey, this portion of the show, though, you know, on a positive part is Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, community-oriented. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. A great group of people down there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Charlie Harper and Aaron Tesoro. Charlie is the Senior Business Administrator of Bethel Church, and Aaron is the Communications Director. Charlie's been with the church for since
2002.
The church has been around since 1950, and we've had Bethel on before several times over the last 10 years for a variety of reasons, and I'm glad you're back today.
Good to be back.
Now, you know, I want to talk about the Collier Project, and which is the expansion out off of, was that 299? Or am I, is that right? 299?
Yes.
Out that area. But why are you expanding, Aaron?
What is the Collier Project?
Yeah. Okay. Well, why though? I mean, this is a big expansion.
Totally. And we've talked about some of the global following, you know, the online group. But really, I've talked to a lot of people around the community, and people don't know maybe the size of our local community here in Reading. So I'd love to talk about the local church here and how that's made up. And so we have our main College View campus, and we hold five services there. And that's five services every week. And then we have our other two campuses, the Cascade campus on Sunday mornings and the Twin View campus on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings. But the interesting thing is that there's over 11,000 adults and kids that come to Bethel that live here in Reading. So that's a large group of people that are coming to church. But our main sanctuary holds 950 people. So if you can imagine how many services have to happen to make space for people
for 11,000 people.
Exactly. So you can imagine trying to get a seat on Sunday mornings.
What's your average attendance?
Average attendance between the services is about 6,500 adults plus children on top of that.
That's each Sunday?
Every Sunday.
Just 6,500 adults plus kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
And so, when we got to, you know, as the church kept growing, some years it was doubling. We're just, okay, how do we figure that out? How do we figure out how to host people? How to make a great church experience? That's where the Collier Project came into play.
I get to that,
explain, what is the Collier Project? Is it a church? Is it a big facility? What exactly are you building?
So the Collier Project is it's on the corner of Collier and Twin Towers now, and that's going to be eventually a Shasta View extension. But it is 38 acres. It's going to have two buildings, one with a sanctuary for the most part, and it'll see 2,600, and then another building with more classrooms, a smaller room that could either be 1,200 seats or, three smaller rooms. And so that and a whole bunch of parking for all those folks. And so that's the Collier Project. You were mentioning, Costco and those things. We've been in this process for a long time. 2013, I think we initially submitted. I've been through four planning directors in my stint. And our environmental impact process was about 2 years. And that was over about a year and a half ago. So that's what they're involved in right now. And it's a great, it's not something that you necessarily have to do right out of the gate, but Kit Manuel was the planning director at the time, and he said, Charlie says, I'm 80% sure you're going to have to do this anyway. You can either wait till you get to the city council, or you can choose to start now and save 6 months. And so we said, well, we probably should just start now. So that's what we did, and we went through the process, and a lot of money, a lot of time, and, we had extra community meetings to involve the folks that were concerned. And there's always going to be concerns. It's a big thing. It's in my neighborhood. Why don't you go do it in somebody else's neighborhood?
You're talking a lot of traffic, a lot of people coming in and out of through their neighborhoods, around their neighborhoods.
Sure.
Large congregation at one time. 2,600, a building that'll seat 2,600 people. That's at least 2,000
That's bigger
2,000
than Civic.
Cars.
Civic is 2,072.
Yeah.
So we studied everything and came up with, our traffic improvements alone are around $10 million, just to accommodate the traffic that we're going to create in that part of town.
Is that another couple of lanes going in there?
Not in Collier. They're going to widen it, but there's going to be an interchange, which is whenever you get into a state highway, Highway 299, two interchanges involved that are very substantial.
Yeah.
And, several traffic lights, roundabouts, things like that. We addressed the concerns. The folks that were concerned were very kind. I think one of the planning directors paused the meeting and says, I want to commend you folks from the neighborhood. You're the most well-behaved, polite group we've ever had here.
they're concerned.
Good people with
and
good
they're concerned.
Concerns.
And
the difference
be.
On a lot of – I'll tell you the difference between the crowd. The people that were there actually live in the neighborhood and actually are there because they have genuine concerns about their property. Unfortunately, when we get the big projects like Wind River and Costco and those things, that's a pack. And they've opposed everything we've tried to build in this community for the last 40 years, from Knopf, Wheeler Brader, all the way down the line. I mean, everything we've – and so you get – so you recognize – you don't even live here. You live way up in the other end. You're just part of this. We oppose everything.
And that might be a little bit less impolite.
and they get pretty rowdy.
Christianity in itself, churches, they're seeing a drop in attendance throughout the United States. Almost anything you read will tell you that. Yet Bethel seems to be expanding all the time. Everybody's teaching the same. Christianity is Christianity. There are groups that teach different forms of Christianity. Everybody has their own, the Catholics, teach it differently than a Protestant and all this,
but Christianity is Christianity.
Why is Bethel growing the way it does and continue to grow?
I can speak to some of that, especially from the kind of millennial perspective, because we do have a lot of young adults coming in for the school
ministry. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is that they're dropping out because a lot of the older people are just dying off, and they're not being replaced by younger people. So
and
why the millennials? Why so many of the younger people coming into Bethel?
Well, the beauty is we believe in multi-generational family, connection, community, and so we do have all ages represented, and that's needed for society, for family. I would say one of the biggest things about the millennial generation, younger generation, is authenticity. there's a desire for the authentic, not just a set of rules, not just maybe a set of rituals, but it's an authentic relationship and really inner healing, you know, understanding who we are and why we're on this earth. And so Bethel's call and what we teach is learning, you know, who you are in Christ, who is he to us, and who are we to be in this world. And so I think there's a call to that, that we're not big on rituals, rules, or we don't control, we don't have all these things that people have to do. It's, here's a God that we love to serve, and he's a good father, and we worship together. That's why we love worship music, you know, worshiping together in community and family, and then doing life in an authentic way with each other. I think that's a draw to the younger generation as well.
Well, Charlie, you've been with the church a long time. What changes have you seen?
What changes?
Yeah, what changes have you seen since from Weaverville to now? I mean, Weaverville was a small church.
Sure.
And now you know, just by your statistics, it's not overwhelming, but it is stupendous in the sense of that word stupendous being the explosion of the growth of Bethel. But you've been there for a long time. What differences do you see?
I think it's just greater awareness. You know, Bill Johnson's first book, When Heaven Invades Earth, he laughs about that. He spent 20 years writing that book. But, you know, the things that he shares, his message that so many people connect with, was in his heart back then. And so we were on board with that early on in the, you know, late 70s on. And so, and as a church in Weaverville, we said, yeah, Bill, you know, if you're invited to go speak, go do it. So he was doing that from the 80s, you know. And so I think it, I don't see a whole lot of change in the message, but it's a greater audience. And, you know, there's often, along the way, there's been a high value for not just the ministers being the ones that are important, but you know, if you're in business or if you're in politics or wherever you are in medicine, you have a value in your Christianity there, and you're a representative of Christ in your field. And people, you know, we have a group of medical professionals that come from all over the world. How many times a year? Once or twice?
Once a year,
and. And, you know, they're Christians in medicine. You know, they believe in healing, but they also practice medicine. So it's valuing people where they're at and people like that, you know, and so I don't think the message has changed, but the audience has grown.
Well, it surely has for Bethel. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. If it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her group of people that she has personally picked, and they're trained, have all the background checks you could possibly imagine and more. I think it's easier to become a police officer than it is for somebody working at Home Helpers. Sharon will make a plan up for you that works for your family, not for the company, but works for the family, and it's that special care that Sharon gives that sets her aside and enables her to be the best in the North State year after year after year. Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Charlie Harper and Aaron Tesoro from Bethel Church. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Have you been involved in any type of accident and don't want to go through your insurance company? Well, bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Maaco, 226-0992. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Insurance companies may try to steer you to their recommended shop. This saves the insurance company money, not you. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to I'm not on. Am I on? I am. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Did you
hello?
Turn me down? Did you turn everything down? Whoa, what's
nope.
changed? Did my ears just left. Hey.
Turn your hearing aid up.
I'm going to do that. I don't have a hearing aid, but I'm having to turn it up here for some reason. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here, Thursday, the 15th of August. It is 82 degrees going up to 108 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping people since 1993. Judy knows how to help people during this financial roller coaster that we're going on, that even though it's the stock market's gone up 13.7% this year, every so often you get these yesterdays when they, what do they, it's a, they, investors are such strange people, but Judy knows all about that. That and all of your insurance needs. Judy Maxwell, 221-0441. Trish and I are here today with Charlie Harper, who is the Senior Business Advisor of Bethel, and Aaron Tesoro, who is Communications Director. We talk about the what Bethel does for the community. You know, we have so many people here. You're building a new project out in Collier, the Collier Project, which is going to seat 2,600 people. You have over 11,000 Bethel members in the community. 6,500 every week go to church, not counting kids. But there's other things that maybe people don't see.
Like the Civic Center.
Yeah, like the Civic Center, but also the things that you all do in the community. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Would you like me to talk about the Civic first?
Let's talk about the Civic Center and what happens there in addition to the events that you're holding. And you might want to talk about that, too.
Yeah. And that goes back when I first was here. It was, I think, 2011, probably getting ready to start up the Civic Center. We formed a corporation, Advanced Reading, which isn't a Bethel corporation. It's a public benefit nonprofit. It's a corporation designed to perform a service that a city or government would otherwise do. So Advanced Reading is the operator of the Civic for the city. They contract with the city, and Bethel Church is a tenant. You know, we pay rent to Advanced Reading to have our school there. And so our interest was we need to grow the school, and the city was about ready to close the Civic down, so we thought that was a good match. And there were concerns about, if a church is involved, there goes all our reasonable wide range of entertainment, what might not be appropriate to a church. And so we proved that to be not true the first year, and lots of folks who opposed came up to me and said, you guys are really doing a good job. You didn't do what many people thought you would do. So
not well, you've expanded the number of shows we're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
We got all kinds of entertainment.
Yeah.
Quality. You've made some major improvements to the facility.
Yeah.
It's all been very positive.
So Julie Dyer is our general manager there. She's doing a great job. She's got a good team, a great team. I think, we've grown in our knowledge of how to promote shows, how to go out and get the talent to bring them in. And we've been able to keep the cost to the church at about the same, and they've been able to grow in the number of shows. We had a minimum number of days and shows that, that we would do that would be not Bethel things, and we more than doubled that. So
you've exceeded the number of events there that the when the city ran the place.
Well, oh, yeah.
I think you've doubled
And for the
that.
Benefit of the citizens of Reading, talk about the fact that it reduced the cost for the city. They are not putting – they were bleeding badly there.
$1 million a year.
Exactly, and they're not having to put that money out now.
It was $1.4 million they expected the shortfall on top of giving the Civic $800,000 in the bed tax. So
right.
So it was quite a drastic change, and they've been putting money into improvements as well. It's got a new roof. They did the facade in the front. We put in well over $500,000 into sound system renovation inside. So it's working well. It takes time to in the industry to get the trust of the companies that have the talent. We're betting Reading is not a main stopover for talent. It's in
between.
We get
them in the middle of the week.
And so those relationships are important. We've cultivated those over the years, and so they trust us when the artists come here. They love it. Jim Gaffigan's been here a few times. He came with his family. We just, gave him the tour of the Turtle Bay and did things that he just thought, this is a great family outing. So he came back again at well under his normal cost because it's a great stopover for his family. So
well, you get people on their way through.
Yes.
You get acts that are starting out, but when you book them, they come here and they've already got a number one record. They're nationwide. So what are the but there's other things besides the Civic there. The Civic, you do the amount of work you do around the city. I don't know if people realize.
Okay, the student, you mean with the school ministry?
Well, the school ministry, but you have things like helping cleaning up the area.
I mean,
you've got I think I don't know how many thousands of hours you said that you've got, and people volunteering.
The count for last year, which did involve the car fire, was 33,000, over 33,000 volunteer hours. 33,000, yeah. And so we the cleaning up you talk about is part of the school of ministry. And so every student that's involved in the school of ministry, they have city service that they do. In some cases, it's ministering in neighborhoods. You know, we've been going to some neighborhoods for, you know, well over 15 years, and we have events for the kids and things like that. These are neighborhoods that are more economically disadvantaged, but as our school grew, it's like, hey, we have more people than we have neighborhoods, and so we implemented city services. We hired a crew that knew how to work equipment and all. We bought a bunch of trailers, trucks, equipment, and the students clean up, you know,
clean up areas.
Yeah.
Are you helping with the fuels reduction?
Yes,
because
we are.
That is a huge problem we have here.
So that was that came out of the car fire response. And when mm-hmm. the fire happened, that's an interesting story, but I think there was maybe 200 or 300 homes had been lost. And, you know, it was either Bill Johnson, Chris Felton, among leaders said, we need to do something to help people. And we thought, let's give $1,000 to everybody that's lost a home just to help quick cash to help them to get started. And we got good. And then, you know, the number of home losses started to grow. And I think it was probably when it was about 400, 500, I think it was Chris Felton made a public announcement about that. And I go, oh, okay. And I texted my boss, Bill, and I said, well, we're committed now. And we didn't really have budget for that, you know. And
so you gave out $500,000.
$750,000. Yeah. And, you know, we have.
That wasn't in the budget.
No, that wasn't in the budget. And we have a budget amount of giving that we like to do, but that would have really tapped that budget. But we have friends throughout the United States, organizations that said, hey, we want to help. And they were wiring money, sending money in. And so more than what we needed for the $750,000 came in, plus what we added to that, we had the surplus to do this fire reduction. So we have a crew now that has a big chipper. They can chip trees, and the insurance companies aren't paying for, like, if you have burned trees on your lot,
mm-hmm.
they're not paying for that, you know. And so they're paying for the house to be replaced. And I think to get a permit, you need to kind of get rid of the problem trees.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So we're able to go into these homes and within 100 feet of a home, get all that stuff down, chipped up, and leave you a pile of chips. And I was in we have a meal with our staff, you know, every once in a while, once a month. And who are these dirty people? They were our crew. They're just black with soot from handling all that stuff. But they're working full time, you know, cleaning up lots one after another.
I didn't know you did that. I knew about the money that I didn't realize the amount of money. But I didn't realize that y'all were out there cleaning lots.
Yeah, we have the budget to do that for 2 years, Aaron.
I believe so.
Yeah.
At least a year and a half.
Okay, last thing before we take a break, because we don't have a lot of time. Getting the flights in from LAX.
Yes.
Took $1 million. They put $1 million in a fund to do that. And, you know, that they wanted businesses. They asked businesses and organizations to put into this fund. You all chipped in.
We did. We have, you know, it's a team with the airport, you know, leaders,
sure.
And we had a consultant in Bethel, and you know, we have folks that are traveling a lot, so we were able to stop in Chicago and you know, talk to United maybe a little bit more than some of the others were, but and Bethel, just that needed to happen, and the $1 million is revenue guarantee. If they have a shortage 1 month or a quarter of ticket sales, they dip into the revenue guarantee, and we're hoping that will happen less and less. For a year, that revenue guarantee gives the airlines an assurance that they're going to have a backup of $1 million on a
loss. They've drawn from that too. Already.
Yeah, and they have drawn. And the first month, you know, we were having a staff meeting, and I got the news that in the first month of the LAX route, there was zero cancellations. And anybody who travels a lot and you go out of San Francisco, I don't know anybody who hasn't been canceled.
Hasn't been touched by our air service.
Rent a car. Or,
very few of us that have not been touched.
That's San Francisco.
So when I announced that we had zero cancellations, it was a standing applause, because, you know, we have like 20 of our, you know, more our management staff, pastors.
You guys travel several million. So, you know, I mean, I'm thinking about all the people coming in and the people leaving. It's a lot of people. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Charlie Harper, senior business administrator of Bethel, and Aaron Tesoro, communications director. We come back, I want to talk about the School of Supernatural Ministry.
Sure.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
B&T Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from B&T Satellite.
And now, back to our show.
Hello? Are we on? There's no music. Okay, we're back. Hey, this is welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. How long were we on the air there? Or did you just turn it on, or you just turned on the microphone?
I did exactly what you told me to do.
I know, but how long have we been back on the air? Anyway, we're here with Charlie Harper and Senior Business Administrator and Aaron Tesoro of the Communications Director of Bethel. The School of Supernatural Ministry, what is that?
So that was something that was in Bill Johnson's heart to do from when he was in Weaverville. And he came to Reading, and after a couple of years, he invited Chris Valentin and Kathy Valentin to move from Reading to come and start the School of Ministry. It started with about 30-some students in 1998,
I think. 36 students in 1998.
1998. My daughter was right out of high school, was one of those students. And it grew from there, and it just morphed as it went along. But it isn't a school that's designed to, you know, turn somebody out who's got a degree and a license to go be a pastor. It's more people who want to have their Christianity be more of a main part of their life and to, you know, just work out issues they might have and to just get focused in that way. And so people come from all over the world to do that. And it was doubling every year for a while. I go, well, it can't do this forever. at the Civic, I have a permit for about 1,400 students. You know, we have never reached that limit yet. And first year, we do the first year at the Civic Auditorium. And the second year, we do at the Bethel campus, you know. And so we have... you know, the way that structure is, each of those 2 years is broken down into groups of about 65, and they all have a pastor that oversees that group, and it's more their when they want counseling and direction and leadership, that's where they go to, and then they have meetings with the various teachers we bring in, Bill Johnson, Chris Valentin, our local pastors, other pastors that meet with the groups together, but part of that is the city service, you know, the 16,000, just the school ministry without a fire was around 16 plus thousand hours a year. Mm-hmm. And that's helped the city. Those hours are helping Kim Niemer get wonderful grants to do some of the improvements, because for Reading, they go, well, we have this many volunteer hours, and it typically outshines most communities, you know, so
yeah.
She's got some good grants that
what
way.
What is the supernatural part? Is it? I mean, it's the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. What is that?
Well,
that part?
We didn't want to. Chris was just talking about that recently. We don't want to hide that part, so we put that in there, and that kind of raises some hackles, you know. With like, what's that about? You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's hackles, but it raises eyebrows. About,
yeah.
What is that?
Well, it's the fact that, you know, what was true in the Bible back then is true today. It didn't go away, you know. And, mm-hmm. and when it says people can be healed, they can be healed today, and the supernatural part are the things that we can't explain away, just, you know, rationally, scientifically. It's like somebody is stage 4 cancer, and then they're not. That's supernatural, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think all of us have moments in life where we don't know how that happened. You know, whether it's some people call it a coincidence or have different faiths, but our faith is that we believe Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so if Jesus walked the earth, did miracles, he taught his disciples, and then he said, hey, you can do these things as well. That we just believe that the supernatural is still available and it's still around.
That people can still
have faith. They can still
do miracles.
Yeah. They can still pray for God to move and see something happen on this earth that we can't explain. And we can't control it, but we can pray for it.
And things happen that you can't explain every day. And there is no other explanation for it. And so it's faith.
I want to address this too. Does Bethel want to control Reading? Run Reading, make it into a Bethel, you know, a Bethel disciple.
We love Reading. We want to serve Reading. We don't want to control Reading be in charge. You know, I think every citizen has a right to, you know, be heard and influence. And we just, you know, we want Reading. We want to love our city well, and this is how we do it. You know, we serve. You know, we tell our students, you know, this is how you. When you go back to your community, this is how you love. You don't try to just take charge and impose your views on the city. Get in there and do something, you know, and that's what we're trying to
do. Lead by example.
Yeah, Carl, I love that you brought that point up because I've heard that here and there, and mm-hmm. I'm always curious where that comes from.
Well, it's Bethel, and they're getting a foothold, and they're going to take over, and they're gonna put their message out and take over the whole community. And
as a graduate of the school, I can definitely attest to the opposite. So I actually went to the school in 2005, and a lot of the teaching there, I'm a pastor's kid, so I grew up in the church and was familiar with Christian values. But what I got in the school was an encouragement to say, take your Christian values, the fruits of the Spirit that we believe are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Take those fruits, those ways of living, integrity, honor, and serve wherever you go in life. So I used to be a programmer, so I'm going to be in programming or the technical world. Bring those values, have honor, have integrity as I code, which is now a big conversation in some of these large tech companies, is there integrity? Is there honor?
Exactly, because all the good things we create, someone comes in with an evil spirit.
Right,
or
how are you motivated?
Exactly.
And so really getting at the motivations of Christian values that Bethel believes we should have those values and then take those, whether we're going to be a pastor full-time, a missionary overseas, or a nurse in town, or a politician, you should have integrity, you should have character, authenticity, and be driven by core values.
We would hope that our politicians would have those.
We would, yes.
There are certain aspects of the church that have, I guess, almost been like a lightning rod. And, you know, when Chris Valentin did a on a, I think it's Easter, said, you know, talked about homosexuality in this. It caused a great deal of concern. Did he say anything that wasn't taught by other churches? Or
yeah, I'll talk to that one. So really what happened there is we were made aware of some legislation being proposed in California that would limit the availability of counseling to those in the LGBTQ community to pursue other options. So LGBTQ, the Q is queer or questioning. So there's a lot of people that are questioning, you know, where am I in my sexual journey? And a lot of churches offer counseling just to discover that. They're not maybe trying to push one way or the other, but they're hey, where are you at? Counseling. And the bill that was proposed would make that type of counseling illegal. And we really believe that it's important to have that freedom for both religious places and for counselors to not have the government say what you cannot do counseling on and what topics you can't talk about with people who are asking for those. And so that's really what came there. The other bill that was proposed would actually require foster parents, if a foster child was under 18 and maybe a 5-year-old said, I think I'm another gender, they'd be required by state law to put them into an affirmative counseling towards that gender they say they are. And so we just believe that, you know, that's too early for kids to be making the decision that might change their ability to have children in the future or change their gender before puberty. I feel like we need more time for that, and the government stepping
in. Let alone to be making that decision.
Exactly. And so that's really what sparked the desire just to raise awareness to the community and the people in the state of California to say, hey, look at the text of these bills, and are these actually going a little bit too far? So we encourage them to.
Did the bills pass?
They did not pass. One of them did. I forget which one actually passed, but the main counseling bill did not.
It was withdrawn, right?
Correct.
Okay. We've got about like a minute left. How do people, if people want to learn more about Bethel?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways people can learn more. Everything from coming to any of the nine services. It's an open church just like everywhere else. You don't have to be a member or be part of anything to attend, so people can stop by whenever. But for questions, Bethel.com is our main website. There's a contact form there. They can contact us anytime. Email address is info@Bethel.com. And then our phone number at the church office is 246-6000. Always open to questions, concerns, getting feedback from the community. We love to be good neighbors.
Okay. Well, we've been here with Charlie Harper. We've known Charlie for a while. You haven't changed a bit, Charlie. And since, I don't know, maybe you just looked older back. You know, you were old before your time, but you haven't changed in the last 11 years.
And it doesn't look old now, Carl.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying Charlie hasn't changed. I mean, you know, it's... Your hair hasn't even gotten any grayer, I don't think.
It was already gray.
It was already gray, yeah. Senior Business Administrator over at Bethel, and then Aaron Tesoro, Communications Director of Bethel. If you got more questions, go to
Bethel.com.
Bethel.com.
And, hey, Carl, thanks so much for having us today. We really appreciate the conversation with the community and just being good neighbors, being approachable, being open. That's our heart. Mm-hmm. And so if there are people in the community that want to learn more, feel free to reach out to us, contact us. We're happy to be in a conversation.
Thank you.
Always good information. It's good to get out to the community.
There's always fear when you don't understand what's going on. So, hey, tomorrow, I think we're getting ready to have a couple of surprises on tomorrow. I'm hoping that we get our Joe Comente on tomorrow.